Chapter 6. The Black Panthers. Mrs. Quakely gives us all a fruit, called a pomegranate, on Monday morning. I've never had a pomegranate before, and I'm not sure how to open it. Everyone else knows what to do. Their fruit is already open, and there are 3 or 4 pieces in their hands.
Don't you know how to do it?
Allie asks when she sees me sitting alone with my pomegranate.
You have to hit it hard.
I look at her, and then look at the fruit. I don't understand.
Throw it on the ground,
Allie says.
Do it.
I'm not sure that it's going to work, but Allie is already eating her pomegranate. I lift it up into the air and then let it drop down onto the ground. It breaks into 4 large pieces, and I quickly pick them up.
Nice,
Allie says with a smile.
You did it. Isn't it delicious?
I bite into the red fruit. It's sweet. Mmm. Allie smiles, and I smile too. When I get home after school, Mom's car is not there, and it's quiet inside the house.
Hello?
I call upstairs to check if Naomi is up there, but no one answers. I run downstairs to my clubhouse and pick up the tape recorder. There are no more calls on it, which is a good thing, because I have a plan. I don't want my parents to divorce, so I need to erase Mom's calls with Clarence before Dad can listen to them. I check the recorder every day for weeks, but I don't find anything. Maybe Clarence has stopped calling her. But one day, the phone rings, and I run into the kitchen to answer it.
Hello?
Hello to you too,
a deep voice says. It's him.
Is Catherine there?
Mom takes the phone from me, and I start to run down to my clubhouse. I need to listen to that call and then erase it from the recorder before Dad hears it.
Where are you going?
Mom says, stopping me from running downstairs.
To my clubhouse,
I say.
Not tonight, she says. Go on, get in the shower, and then it's time for bed.
Oh no. I can't check the recorder until the next morning. I hope Dad doesn't hear it first. When I wake up the next morning, I run straight to my clubhouse and listen to the recorder. I can hear voices on it, but it doesn't sound like Mom and Clarence.
I can't. The march is tomorrow,
the man says. Okay, but I want to go with you, the woman says.
But you said you can't because...
I don't care, stupid. I want to go.
I'm stupid, the man laughs. Then what are you?
Oh, it's Naomi and Jimmy. I don't care about their calls. I keep listening to the recorder until Mom's call with Clarence starts to play.
I got your message,
says Clarence.
And that's not a problem at all.
Shall we meet at the library?
Mom asks.
Yes,
says Clarence. And that is the end of the call. I only know that Mom is meeting with Clarence again. I don't think Dad will be happy to know that. I erase Mom's recording, and Naomi's too. And then I put the tape recorder back where I found it. Naomi has plans and can't come with Mom and me for ice cream at the mall today. I'm so happy. It feels good to have some time with Mom again. We eat our ice cream and walk around the mall together. When we walk past a store, a young man wearing a black hat gives Mom a flyer.
"I hope to see you there, sister,"
he says with a smile. Mom smiles back, but it's not her real smile. The man has a button on his jacket, and it's the same one that Naomi has on hers. "All power to the people." When Mom turns away and starts reading the flyer, the man pulls a button out of his pocket and gives it to me.
"You too, baby girl,"
he says. He walks away and joins three other young men who are giving flyers to the people in the mall. Mom shakes her head and throws the flyer into the garbage.
"I don't like those Black Panthers," she says. "They are trouble. We need to go home now."
I hide my button deep in the pocket of my jeans. I don't want her to throw it in the garbage too. We get home, but then Mom leaves the house again.
"I have something to do," she says. "But Naomi is taking you to the movies tonight."
I know what that really means. Naomi and Jimmy are going on a date. But she doesn't want to tell Mom. I do not really understand why it's a secret. Naomi and I meet Jimmy on the corner, and he drives us to the movie theater in his car. "We're going to see Cleopatra Jones," Naomi says.
"It's going to be great, Stevie. She's black, beautiful, and she knows how to fight. But this isn't a movie for children, so don't tell your mom."
"Stevie, can you look in my jacket pocket and pass me a cigarette?" Jimmy says. "We'll go inside after I have one."
I look through the pockets of his jacket on the car seat next to me. When I pull the cigarettes out, a flyer also falls out. Naomi takes the cigarettes from me and puts one in her mouth and one in Jimmy's mouth. She quickly looks at me, and I know what she's thinking. "Do not tell your mom." When she turns back around again, I look at the flyer. It has the same black cat and writing from the flyer that Jimmy gave Naomi when they first met. The same cat is on Naomi's button, and it's on my button too. It's a flyer for a Black Panther event. There's information about food and music on the flyer. But I don't want Jimmy to see me reading his things. I quickly put it back in his jacket pocket. I think that the Black Panthers are a club. I remember what Mom said earlier.
"I don't like those Black Panthers. They are trouble."
Maybe they are trouble. But the name is cool. And the picture of the black cat is cool too. Jimmy takes us home after the movie, but my mom still isn't back.
"Now, Stevie," Naomi says.
"I don't think I need to tell you this, but..."
I know, I say. "Don't tell Mom. Tonight is a secret." Naomi laughs.
"That's right."